I often tell people that don't get taken aback because you see an attorney that's doing interviews on TV and saying to yourself those persons are out of reach. Depending on your legal case, those attorneys may be accessible to you. Most law firms have an infrastructure in place that allows the attorneys that you see, especially the high-profile ones, to be able to do the things that they do. So when you see that attorney, think about trying to engage the firm first and letting them know of your desire to engage that attorney as your representative, so that this way you can work within that infrastructure to hopefully associate yourself with that attorney if it's possible. There are some firms, depending on your case, if it's a high-profile case, they may waive the attorney fees. They may just say, listen, just let me know, I'll be there, and we'll work out some other things on the other side. But if you know this is a particular case where it's one where you're going to have to pay along the way and you know you can't afford to pay it along the way, or if it's a contingency fee case and understanding what that means, make sure you're very clear about it. Now, don't get me wrong. If you engage the infrastructure, they'll find out fairly quickly if they can help you, if especially if it's a situation where your finances are a little funny. But it's important for you to understand that in order for them to be able to assist you, you want to be as upfront about your financial situation as possible, so this way there's no surprises. Part of the screening process for any law firm is that they're going to have you fill out a lot of questionnaires. And the reason why they want to do this is that they have to decide based on the information that you provide to them whether you're a case that they actually can take. Don't be shy with the details. Sometimes what happens is that when you're in your rush to try to get an attorney to represent you, you jump over things that you deem as not being as important, because you're believing, I got this great case, this is all you need to know. Any of the intake forms that are provided to you by a law firm are designed for them to get very specific information that they believe is important. So all the questions that they put on there are very important to that firm. Don't take it upon yourself to decide what information you believe is important because you're trying to make your case more attractive for that attorney. Your ability to provide as much detail, no matter how minor it is, gives them the ability to get a more full and more rich picture of your circumstances so they can determine and decide whether they can help you with your case. Your facts dictate whether they take the case, not you. So keep in mind that this is a business. So if the facts of your case is such where they definitely think they can assist you, that's going to rule the day a lot more so than your personality. Engaging a high-profile attorney is no different from engaging any other attorney. They all have business processes and procedures in place that gives them the ability to screen particular cases. They're looking at the ability to pay, depending on the type of case. And most importantly, they're going to focus heavily on the facts to determine whether or not this is something that they can actually help you out with.